Old Daniel bowed his head and he prayed, but no answer came for 21 days. He thought that God had not heard his servant prayer. But an angel was sent from God that same day. But the prince of darkness stood in his way. The angel overthrew him. I can hear Daniel say,
prayer. If you know anything about prayer, there's nothing on the face of this earth like a saint of God on their knees, praying, seeking the great God of heaven. Listen to me. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. What a message, what a truth, and what a beauty we have got before us today. The rapture, Satan's final defeat. The rapture, Satan's final defeat. Now, listen to me, friends. When you begin to look at this Bible and you begin to look at the end as we are so beautifully approaching, there is no question but that Satan is about to experience the greatest defeat in his 6,000 plus years of dealing with humanity on the face of this earth. My friend, it is right in front of us. And I'm excited. Now, I've got seven things I want to tell you about Satan's defeat. Now, this is all because of the rapture. And there's no subject before us today that's more exciting than the rapture. But I want you to get a picture of what will happen to the devil at this glorious event. Now, you understand. Satan is fighting the rapture with a kind of dedication, a kind of commitment. I mean, he's taken out the stops to fight against the rapture. We got preachers all over the country that used to know all about the rapture. They used to live in joy of the coming of the Lord, but they forgot it. I had a leader of a Pentecostal denomination to tell me just weeks ago, I don't remember the last sermon I heard about the rapture. I don't remember the last sermon I heard about the rapture. Now, what is there to preach if you don't preach Christ and His saving blood and His wonderful sanctifying power and the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit and the glorious prophecies of the Lord soon coming? What do you preach? What's on your agenda? What are you thinking about? Have you read your Bible lately? How long since you've been on your knees praying till you prayed through and touched heaven? Oh, my friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, could I thank you? I presume I'm on Facebook. I'm supposed to be. If I'm not, I've got a secondary way to get on Facebook. And I'm just determined because I have fallen in love with my great Facebook family. Nearly 5,000 people. And I've had to quit receiving all the invitations to be friends. I know I've had at least 5,000 more. But we have to stop, you know, at 5,000 and preached this Wednesday night past at our retreat. And one of my dear preachers put me on Facebook using my telephone. And we've had hundreds of people who have listened to portions of maybe all of that sermon. And I am grateful. I'm grateful. The sermon was one very special sermon. And it's still on Facebook. If you haven't gone back and listened to it, you need to go listen. Not now. No, don't leave the Open Bible Dialogue right now. But when you get free, when this is over, I want you to go and listen. And I want to tell you something, friend. Bringing you the gospel of the Word of God is the joy of this old man's life. I'd rather bring you these great truths than eat when I was hungry. I would leave a table any day to preach the Word of God to you and to bring you these great truths. Now let me go through these six things that Satan is going to experience in this great defeat of the rapture. Now see, the rapture isn't the total last of his defeat. It's the beginning of his defeats. It's where his defeats really begin. Now, the first one is breathtaking. Satan was a marvelous angel. He was created in beauty. I mean, he was a majestic creature. And he sinned, of course, rebelled, and he was cast out of heaven. But he was never, has not till this moment, been refused the right to appear before God the Father. He still can talk to God. He still can go into the throne room and appear before God. And assault us. I mean, and criticize us. I can just imagine some of the things he must say to God about me. I hope he tells God everything he sees bad about me, from his viewpoint, of course, the devil's viewpoint. You know, I'm amazed. But at the moment of the rapture, the devil can never enter into God's throne room again. Are you listening to me? At the moment of that rapture, the devil can never enter in the Father's throne room again. His opportunity to accuse us to God is over at the moment of that glorious rapture. That's number one. Man, that is a defeat. Can you imagine the heart of the devil, Lucifer, when he realizes never again? He probably already knows that's going to happen. And that's why he hates the rapture with a passion. Now, number two, he will be cast into an earth that will be his enemy all 7 of those years. You see, the demons of hell always fight with one another. The demons of hell have no love for each other. All they have is hatred. They are ate up with hatred. So Satan comes to a world where it will be pain and pain and more pain and hatred and hatred and more hatred. Read the book of Daniel chapter 11 and look at those armies that are warring with one another during the 7-year tribulation period. Oh, you think the devil is going to be in charge to rule the world? Well, he is going to rule the world, but he will do it with a rod of iron. He will do it with nothing but arrogance and evil and blasphemy and dark things, and the world will hate him for it. I'm here to tell you the world will hate him for it. So the earth will not be a pleasant place. Number two, don't you forget that. The earth will not be a pleasant place. Now, let me tell you some of the things that's going to happen on this earth when the devil is cast down. Please understand this. The devil will immediately see that all the beauty of creation has disappeared. All the beauty of creation has disappeared. The beauty of this is a beautiful world in spite of sin, in spite of the devil. This is a beautiful world. And every bit of that disappears at the moment the saints of God are out of here. The Holy Spirit, the restrainer, removes his primary object of protecting this world. And this thing becomes evil to the ultimate. I'm here to tell you, creation will vanish. The great places of beauty, the great gardens, the great places of beautiful woods and trees. Mama and I was just up in the mountains this week for our great retreat, and the leaves at places were breathtaking. They were breathtaking. We cross over a parkway from Interstate 40 over into the area that goes into the backside of Gatlinburg. And that parkway is about 15 miles long. And it goes up through the most beautiful woods and trees hovering over the road. It is breathtaking. But all of that will disappear when Satan takes over. And God and his saints are out of here for 7 years. The Holy Spirit removes himself, or at least the centrality of his presence. It's going to be a dark place. And the weather patterns will suddenly become more bizarre than they've ever been. The weather will be absolutely, absolutely nerve-breaking. It will be destruction everywhere. It will be storms. It will be all kinds of changes of water patterns, changes of the water substance. Everything will be changed, and this world will become an absolute disaster, a wilderness. Now, don't forget that the animals during that period will take on a viciousness unknown in today's world. The least little puppy will be glad to bite your leg. The least cat will be glad to scratch you and attack you. Every animal will take on a viciousness. All of the natural action of animals will disappear. It will be a world in chaos. The food chains will be broken. I said the food chains, the different foods that men enjoy will suddenly be broken. And all of that will be out of kilter. It will be just plain out of kilter. The world will utterly lack authority. There will be nobody that has authority. You know what it would be today. Look at what is going against the policeman. Look at what's happening to the respect of the policeman in America. This is just the beginning. I'm telling you, it's just the beginning, because authority will break down utterly, and it will be a world in such a mess. I'm here to tell you, anarchy will be universal. Now, those five things are just part of one item here, a world gone berserk because Satan has become its god. And Satan is now ruling. The saints of God are out of here. The Church of Jesus Christ no longer exists. The Holy Spirit has removed the centrality of his presence to heaven. I mean, you're talking about a world that's really going to be something horrible. And the blood-washed saints, I mentioned that there, but this is a very important point. The blood-washed saints will be gone. Every saint of God in the ground by burial are alive, notice now, the dead and the living, both that are covered by the blood, that are living or died in the power of the blood, that were absolutely blood washed and controlled by the Holy Spirit, they will be gone. I said they will be gone. That is going to make this world a place of absolute hell. Now, that's four. Number five, the heavens above. Notice now, there is a great expanse in the second heavens. That's between the atmospheric heavens we love and the heavens where God dwells. That atmospheric heaven called the second heavens is the domain of Satan. He is the prince of the power of the air. Have you got it? He is the prince of the power of the air. Well, that will be cleansed and redeemed and purified, and Satan and his demons will be cast out of it and cast down to the earth. You see, that the second heavens will be purified. We're going to take over the second heavens. The throne of God is moved into the second heavens. There's this great sea of glass the Bible talks about, which is an expanse so broad that all they could call it is a sea of glass. And that's where the raptured saints, that's where all the glorified that come out of the earth and all the living raptured will be for the great celebration of the marriage of the Lamb. That sea of glass right before the throne. We're celebrating in the second heavens where the devil used to have his domain. Isn't that wonderful that we're going to take over that domain that Satan and his demons have used viciously for 6,000 years, and we're going to take it over, and we're going to reign there, and we're going to have the marriage supper there, and what an event that is going to be. Number six, Satan will be earthbound. Satan will be cast into the earth along with all his demons, and they can never leave the earth again. The only thing that can happen to them is go farther and deeper. First, the devil goes into the bottomless pit, and then he goes into the lake of fire. The Antichrist and the false prophet go directly into the lake of fire at the end of the 7 years. Satan goes into the lake of fire at the end of the 1,007 years. And we're talking about Satan his final defeat. His final defeat, cast to the earth. Remember, he used to play music in the heavenly temple, that Solomon's was but a shadow of it. He used to lead that great choir, maybe thousands of angels playing trombones and all kinds of musical instruments, stringed instruments. I mean, it was beautiful. And he was a master at music, but he rebelled. He rebelled. He stood against God. He said, I'll take over God's place. I'll lift up my seat to set up there equal with God. And probably he meant above God. And the Bible said Jesus beheld when Satan was cast out of heaven. So left heaven, cast into the midair, leaves the midair, cast into the earth, leaves the earth, cast into the bottomless pit, leaves the bottomless pit, and cast into the lake of fire. That's the domain. That's the direction. That's the future of the devil, and the rapture starts it all. Do you understand now why the devil hates the rapture so viciously? Do you understand? Does it make any sense to you? Oh, listen to me, friends. Listen to me, friends. We are the most blessed people on the face of this earth. We ought to be the most happy, excited people in all this world, because we are part of that grand day of the glorious appearing of the great God. Listen to me. It's going to be great. Now, listen as I talk to you. I'm coming to you out of my heart, both Facebook and both Internet. I care about you. You're special to me. And now I want to open these lines and talk about why Satan hates the rapture so intently. I want to talk about why we are dealing with a church world that is denying the pre-tribulation rapture, the coming of Christ. Now, all these things I have just told you about happened during the 7 years of the tribulation period. Now, I don't know where anybody could get in their little noggin, their head I'm talking about, that the saints will be here any part of those 7 years. Half of it, two-thirds of it, or three-fourths of it. I mean, I'm here to tell you, friend, I'm here to tell you, there's nothing in this Bible to teach such a hellish doctrine. And I believe it's nothing but the work of the devil. I believe it's nothing but the work of the devil. He hates this rapture. But God's people love this rapture. God's people love this rapture. I pray that you love this rapture like this brother Chambers does. Now, I could tell you other things that happens to the devil. Have you ever read Romans chapter 9? Have you? Have you ever read Romans chapter 9? In the Romans chapter 9, I don't have time to read a lot of it because I'm opening the lines for you to call, okay? The lines are now open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-8844. I'm going to put the numbers up again just right here in front of you so that you have them. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. International, 011-704-391-0588. And then you can email me, and I will go to the emails in a little bit. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. I love you. I really do. I'm excited about my family on internet and radio. Oh, I love my radio friends. All of you across the country that hear me on radio, I love you. You are special to me. And I want you to enjoy these broadcasts. And all of you now, even whatever country you're in, there's the international number. Grab your phone. Let's have some calls. I want to answer questions. You're my guest today. You understand? You're my guest. Now, while you're calling, I need to tell you again, I've been telling people for weeks now, a month and a half, the desperate need I have for some financial support. And I haven't seen an increase. And it's troubling me. Now, maybe you've been giving all your money to this political war that's going on. And I don't blame you for giving money to help with that. But I want to tell you, I need your help. And I got to have your help. And I'm planning a 2-week internet-thon. I guess that's what you call it. A Facebook-a-thon. I don't know what you call it. But I've got to have help. I really have. Can't do what I'm doing and stay at the task and do it with all my heart without paying my bills, okay? And I'm behind, and I need some help. I need some desperate help this very week. Don't wait. I hope you'll go send it today. Call the ladies and put it on the card if you would like to. And you can go right on our internet, paulcreek.org. I'll put that up for you as I take these numbers down, okay? And you can go on our internet, and right there on internet, you will find that you can go, and there's a I'll say it in a minute. I'm sorry. I really am. You'll find there's a PayPal button, okay? There's a PayPal button, and I would love it if you would help me, okay? I would love it if you would help me today. Send me an email and say, I just put $1,000 on your PayPal. Or send an email and say, I just put $5,000. There are some of you out there, you know how important this program is. You know how important it is to have someone like me on Facebook. I mean, really saying it, plain as your face. You know how important that is. Well, help me out, will you? God bless your heart. Now, open the lines. Want to hear from you. I'm going to go a little bit to Romans 9 while you're calling. Don't wait. I want every line tied up. We got four. The ladies are standing by. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Every line tied up. Come on, quickly. I want to answer your questions. All about the devil hating the rapture and all these things that's going to happen to him. Let me read you a little bit of this. In Revelation 9, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the moon was darkened by reason of the smoke of that pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Now, you think the devil is not going to be part of this misery? Of course he is. Him and his demons are going to be part of that misery. And you're talking about hell on earth. You are talking about hell on earth, my dear friends. It's going to be something like you've never seen. And I had to look at my phone. Or heard of. Now, get on the phones and ask about some of these things, because they are a picture of what's going to happen to this earth during those 7 years. And don't tell me you want to be here with this horde of scorpions coming out of the bottomless pit. These are demons. They're described as of scorpions because it is a picture of their misery, of their lackness, of their evil. They are actually demons that come up out of the bottomless pit and invade this world with hatred and ugliness beyond description. And now, there's not just one of those, but there's two sets of those. And you go a little further in the scripture, I'm looking for it here. In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. You want to be here for that? You listen to those people who don't believe in the pre-trib rapture and let them convince you, and then you're going to get left, because if you're not looking for them, you're not going. You understand that, don't you? You're not looking for him. You're not going. Now, you may have a question about that. But the Bible says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. If you're not looking for him, then you're already in trouble. You really are. Now, it doesn't stop there. And then it goes verse 6 of Revelation 9 again. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. They shall desire to die, and it shall flee from them. And the shape of the locust was like unto horses. Read on and on. And let me go down a little further to verse 10. Well, no, let me see. I'm trying to find my place. Oh, all right, verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. All of the men on the face of this earth, during that period, a third of them shall be slain. Let's say there's 6 billion left. Let's say there's 4 billion left. But whatever, well, let's just say 3. That'll be easy for us. And it makes it very plain that a sixth part, let me get it right now, that the third part of men will be slain. If there's 3 billion in a little short period of a year, a billion of them will be slain. Now you divide 365 into a billion, and you'll see how many die every day. I mean, they die every day from this horror of this great horde of spirits that the second group also comes out of hell. Now, friend, this is what the devil's got to put up with. And this is what you will put up with if you're here during this period. That's why I'm telling you the rapture is Satan's greatest defeat. That rapture is Satan's greatest defeat. And you are so blessed to be saved by the blood and to be filled with the sweet Holy Spirit and to have the Spirit of life in you and to be ready to go, to be ready to go, to be ready to go. Now, all of that is just a little bit of what's going to happen in Satan's great defeat. I'm talking about the rapture, Satan's greatest defeat. I mean, this is the end of Lucifer. Oh, this is his final moments. This is his final hour. And what hell is going to invade this earth? Now, when you think of all the darkness, you think of animals gone berserk, you think of no authority on the earth, you think of the weather patterns are just insane. You realize that every demon that's been a servant of the devil, and we don't know, billions of them, will all be on the earth. All the devil and all his angels will be roaming the earth. Do you hear me? The devil and all of his angels will roam the earth for 7 years. The devil and all his dark angels will roam the earth 7 years. I want to say that again. I don't think some of you are listening to me. The devil and all of his angels will roam the earth for 7 years. 7 years. Now, friend, that's going to be hell. All of the stuff I've talked about is going to be hell. But then, there's going to be some other things. Have you ever studied about the three prophets? But the courts which were out of the temple leave out and measure not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread underfoot 44 months. Now listen, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and I will give power unto my two witnesses. My phone is ringing. I guess the ladies are answering. Was the phone ever cut off in there? I don't think I cut it off today. Hey, ladies, grab that phone in there if it wasn't cut off and cut it off. Wow, I can forget things. This new stuff of Facebook is really taking a toll of me. It really has. It's so much more technology that I got to get in this head of mine and do them right. And I'm amazed. I presume now they got that phone where you can call. So grab your phone, 1-800-3387. Oh, I apologize. Oh, will you forgive me out there? Hey, I got an excuse. I'm 80. What's your excuse? Why you forget so much? Huh? Oh, I'm kidding with you. Hey, call quickly. The lines are now open, and the ladies are answering. You're answering, aren't you, ladies? Have you got that phone fixed? I know they have. I'm yelling at them. Hey, I'd feel bad at yelling at them if I hadn't heard, old Rush Lombard yelling at his people, telling them, bring me this, bring me that, do this, do that. Then I heard Brian, I'm trying to say his name. I heard him doing the same thing, and so now I'm going to quit being so polished. I mean, I don't have to be polished. My gracious, I'm just your friend here bringing you the holy things of God. Now grab your phones. They're open. Grab your phones. Everybody out there, grab a phone and call it quickly. 1-800. I'm going to put the numbers back up. I want you to call. You are important to us, and we're here to be a blessing to you. And we want you to call. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And now I'm sure the phones are going to be ringing, and I'm dependent on, I want to hear your question. I want you to ask me any old question on your mind about this glorious coming of the rapture. I mean, anything that you want to know, anything that, if you disagree with me, ask me about why I don't believe something that you believe. Now, I won't let you preach at my people 10 minutes because your doctrine is wrong, but I will let you talk to me, and I'll do my best to answer your question because you are important to me. Now, the lines are open. I've been giving you the things for 30 minutes. Now, it's time for the lines, and I want to talk to you. You're my guest. You're the best guest in the world to me, and I love to deal with you. Now, I want to tell you about these two prophets. You talk about bringing misery on the earth. These two prophets, the Bible says, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy. They shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's approximately 3.5 years. And these two prophets will prophesy. You're talking about giving the devil misery. You're talking about making the devil an unhappy and vicious character. This will be it. I'm here to tell you. This will be it. Oh, they will be so upset. These are two olive trees and two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, then fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must be in this like manner be killed. And I could read on about these prophets. These are men of God. These are servants of the Holy Father. Lady, have y'all cut the phone off in there? Please, somebody in there, help me. Let me know. Crack the door and give me a thumbs up. I forgot it. I mean, I was so busy with things and a lot going on here today. We got bus workers out. Cut the phone off. Have you cut the phone off? The phone is now off. I'm sorry. So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Thank you, Miss Chambers. That's my doll. I have a little doll that I married 61 years ago, and she's more precious now than she's ever been. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, to be honest with you, I am one spoiled brat. How many of you believe I'm a spoiled brat? I knew every hand out there went up, I believe. Probably so. Well, I don't mind. Juanita has been my darling, and she certainly has spoiled me. And I love the ground she walks on. I love the ground. And watch Facebook this week. I'm going to put up some pictures of my one great-grandson. We only have one great-grandson, but two granddaughters on the way. They've nicknamed one of my granddaughters on the way a raspberry. And so I went to see the mother, Tiffany, who's the mother of the other one. She'll be born in about 3 weeks. And I nicknamed her Strawberry. So we got Strawberry and Raspberry coming along. And I'm going to show them to you the first chance I get. I promise you that. Now, let's go back to this wonderful truth about the coming of the Lord. There's nothing like it. And I want to answer your question. The rapture is about to take place. The rapture is about to take place. And the devil is going to start his demise forever. I mean forever. Now grab your phone. Call quickly. I want to help you. I want to answer your question. You on the air. May I help you, please?
I want to talk to you about Matthew 24. Jesus made it quite clear that the church will go through that tribulation period, but the tribulation period is not the wrath of God. That is different.
Well, you are really wrong, and let me tell you why. Now, will you listen carefully?
I'm not wrong. The Bible is not.
Will, hey, say, stop talking. I want to tell you now. Matt, be quiet now. All right, I'm going to cut you off if you don't be quiet. Matthew 24 is one of the most beautiful pictures of the rapture. It tells us all about the tribulation, all about the right coming of the Lord. And then at the end of Matthew, he stops and says, but you don't have to go through that. And he tells about the glorious rapture. So I'm telling you, the rapture is before. Stop now. You are not going to stop, are you? Listen, we are living in a day when people that hate the rapture hate it with a vengeance. And they will listen to nothing. And Matthew 24 is one of the most beautiful pictures of the rapture in the Bible. Two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. And this pre-wrath thing is nothing but a false doctrine that a man by the name of Rosenthal, who preached the rapture for years, and he got in a backslid state and started going after his own ideas and got off in this pre-wrath thing, and it's just as wrong as it can be. Now, I'm not mad at those people. There are some good people who are involved in that kind of teaching and that kind of doctrine, and I would never be unkind to them, but they won't listen. See, that man would not listen. He doesn't have an ear to listen. He just has a mouth to try to tell me what's wrong, and that's why I don't allow them to just continue on. I don't have any choice, and you understand that. Now grab your phones and let's talk about the coming of the Lord. I'll take one more negative, okay? But I want the rest to be positive, because I want to teach you. I want to encourage you. I want to leave you shouting happy today. I can't leave you shouting happy if all I do is argue with a bunch of people who are hard-headed. But I can leave you happy if you'll just believe the Bible. We wasn't saved unto wrath. Let me read you something. I love this Bible, and it is so powerful. While you're calling now, grab your phone. Don't let that one negative call turn you off. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. I want to talk to you. Now, I want to read you the book of Revelation 3:10. Revelation. You got it in your Bible? 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour. Now it says the hour because it means the whole period, the whole 7 years. That is a euphemism for saying the whole period. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Because you've kept my word of patience, I will keep you from it. He didn't say in it. I'll keep you from it. And who would want to be in what I just told you the devil is facing? There's not a one of you that would want to be in that. There's not a one of you that could even think about being in that. It would be terrible. It would be worse than horrible. It would be worse than dark. Now grab your phone and let's talk about this wonderful truth that lay in front of us. It is so breathtaking. It will take your breath away. Now, let me tell you something you ought to read after I finish today. You ought to go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. And you ought to see what the Lord says to people who have known the truth and who turn from it. Who turn from it. Who allow themselves to go back to the wallowing in the mire, back to the husks as the dogs, the vomit that they gave up. It says they will return, for we were as sheep gone astray and are now returned into the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. That's not the scripture I meant to read to you. But I want to tell you something, friend. The coming of the Lord is at the door, and you don't want to miss it. And you know, why would you take a chance? You say, well, what if I don't go in the rapture? Well, if you don't go, you're not ready, then you must not take the mark of the beast. You must be as dedicated and as committed as is possible to be. Live clean. The Bible said you can wash your garments in the blood of the Lamb. And I will want you to do that, because I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I want you to enjoy heaven. Now, I got to go to the email here. Don't like to leave my email people hanging. They are important too. Let me see if I have any questions here on the email. You are important out there. And so if you send a question by email, emails I've had here. Wow. Change of plans. All right. That's not it. Don't see a thing. All right, no emails. Call me quickly, 1-800-338-7884, or send an email if you like. We are being unable to hear your radio broadcast for past 2 weeks. Wonder if there is a problem with the broadcast. Well, I can't answer that. Maybe you are from the down east. Maybe you're not hearing the program over WSTS, I presume. Or maybe you're in Charlotte, a Gastonian, there's a radio program on. I can't always tell you. I really can't always tell you. But grab a phone and call me or send an email, and I will do my best to answer, and I will be a blessing. Now, the program is to answer questions about the rapture, and especially today about the final defeat of Satan. The final end of the devil. The final end of the devil. I'm telling you, the devil's end is coming imminently soon. I don't know the hour. I don't know the moment, but I just know it's coming. And I don't want you and in no form of fashion to be here during that tribulation period. It's really going to be hell on earth. Now, if you are a believer in the rapture, and there is a reason that you believe in the rapture, I want you to call and tell me. I'd love to have several positive calls about people who have learned this truth of the rapture, and you are committed to it, and you love it, and you're looking any moment for that trumpet to sound and for you to be out of here, and it's going to be a grand moment. It's going to be a great time, and it's going to be wonderful beyond description. And this world is going to become a cesspool. I mean, you're talking about a darkness like you have never heard of, friend. I mean, you've never heard of a darkness like is coming on this world. Now, this era of our election here in America, is a battle between dark forces of globalism and the New World Order and the Antichrist and complete destruction of all moral values, the killing of unborn babies, same-sex marriage, men allowed in the women's bathroom because they say they're transgender. All of this is basically on the ballot between the people who are running for office. I have a card here in front of me, and I would be glad to send any of you a copy of this who would like it. I don't know where it came from. Came in the mail, but I've checked it out, and it's indeed right. For instance, Hillary Clinton, she is yes on abortion on demand. Donald Trump is no. She is no on repealing Obamacare. Donald Trump is yes on repealing Obamacare. Federal tax increases, she's yes on them, and Trump is no on them. Same-sex marriage, she's yes on that, and Trump is no on that. Common core education, if you're in education, you understand that. She's yes on it, and Trump is no on it. School vouchers, so that children of underprivileged parents can use their tax dollar to go to a Christian school of their choice. She's no on it. And Trump is yes on it. Amnesty for illegal aliens, she is yes on it. And Trump is no on it. Iran nuclear deal, she was yes on it. Trump is no on it. Defunding Planned Parenthood, she's no on it. And Trump is yes on it. First Amendment Defense Act, she's no on it. And Trump is yes. Every issue. And it's really wonderful to read. Now, the lines are open, and I'm going to spend these next 20 minutes taking your call. And so grab your phone, and please call me quickly. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, I'm enjoying your program today.
I am delighted.
And I've run across your open Bible dialogue where you talked about Hillary Clinton will not be president.
Exactly.
And I enjoyed that, but I didn't get to hear nothing about your book.
Well, there's an article on that subject. The Lord showed me about 12 years ago that Hillary Clinton would never be elected as president. I've said it over and over. I don't care how far up in the poll she is or how far down the opponent is. It's always the same thing. If God said it, that's how it's going to be. And I do not believe that it's possible for Hillary Clinton to be elected as president or for her to ever become the president. And so I would say to people, though, don't take that as something for you to be lazy about. Don't take it as just God doing something for you that you don't deserve. Get on your face and pray until the last vote is counted.
Yes, I've been a friend. I pray every day, God, please don't let her be president.
And keep on praying like that, okay? I mean, intercede before God with all your heart, and everybody out there should be interceding. But, you know, I don't think it's in the question. I see the evidence of it often in all the things I read, that she's not going to be president. But the thing that really counts is the Lord showed me she's not going to be president, and I'm settled with that.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I was wondering, what do you think's going to happen with this deal about the FBI?
Well, they are right now. Don't you know what happened yesterday? Don't you know that they reopened that case yesterday?
Yes, yes.
Well, they're going to find her guilty.
That's what I think,
too. Yeah, they're going to find her guilty. She's going to wind up in jail. Maybe somebody will try to give her a pardon. I don't know. But she really deserves to go to jail. If everything I've read is real, and, you know, there's no way around it. They really broke the law in so many ways, in so many cases. I've never heard of such law breaking in my life. They have been terrible.
I know. And I'm like you. I don't believe this garbage that all these women coming out against Donald Trump. I think that was set up by the Clintons.
It all has been set up, and people are negative about him because of how the media has interpreted all kinds of things the way the media wants to interpret it. Now, the man is not some saint. I admit that. His language has not been good. He's done some dumb things, but I believe he's a good man that wants to make a good president. Yeah. And I'm not telling people to vote for him, but I can tell them I'm going to vote for him.
That's who I've done voted for. I got one of them, where you don't have to go in, you know.
Are you voting by mail?
Absentee ballot, yeah.
All right, thank you, and God bless your sweetheart, and you just keep listening to me now, and you stay on your face, not only till November the 8th, but the rest of your life.
Okay.
Be a prayer warrior. God bless you. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Again, while you're calling, I'm asking for your help in keeping this broadcast alive and mighty and powerful. Keeping us on Facebook, I presume I'm on Facebook. I have no way to set you and look, but I presume I am. If I'm not, I'll put it on soon as this program is over. But I'm here to tell you, we are living in a dark day. And if ever you have been dedicated to the coming of the Lord, if ever preachers, you've preached about the rapture, any preacher that doesn't preach about the rapture on a regular basis ought to be ashamed of himself. There's something deeply wrong with a man of God. Well, he's not a man of God if he doesn't preach the book of Revelation. Paul told us to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The whole Bible is ours. Now, I've not mentioned the gift I have for you today. This is a wonderful gift, the rapture, Satan's final defeat. And I'd like to send it to every one of you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want you to have this gift, okay? I want you to have this gift. So here it is. And there's the phone numbers. Call me quickly. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And be one of my partners. How many? Can I ask you very gently and very kindly to become a partner to this ministry? We're all over the world. We're all over the world by internet. We're all over the world by Facebook. We're on radio stations. We send material everywhere you can imagine. I mean, we have cassettes now in every part of the world. We have booklets in every, I mean, it's really beautiful how good God has been to us. We don't deserve it. We really don't. But we want you to have this material, and we want you to grow. We want you to get in your Bible and quit being lazy about reading your Bible. Let me tell you, read the book of Revelation. You cannot read the book of Revelation and not see that the rapture takes place at the end of chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4. And the saints are in heaven before the seven-year tribulation period begins in chapter 6. You can't even read the book of Revelation and not know that the rapture takes place before the tribulation period starts. You've got to almost be ignorant about the Bible not to understand that. It's just that simple. I don't understand how anybody could doubt it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers, I want to let you know, first of all, I really enjoy your radio program. You are a great man of God.
You're very kind. I don't deserve that, but I belong to him with all my heart.
Yes, sir. Now, what I want to ask you, and I want you to be honest with me, you said the Lord told you that Hillary would not be president. Now, you prophesied this. What if she does become president? Would you be willing to say that you made a mistake? That's my question.
Sir, I've never made a mistake that I wasn't willing to say I've made a mistake. But this is not going to be a mistake. I can tell you without a moment of equivocation, she's not going to win that presidency. I mean, America has deserved some horrible things, but we don't deserve a Hillary Clinton in the White House.
All right. Well, I love you, man. And
now, I'm going to tell you again. Any mistake this man ever makes, I ask to be forgiven. I have asked my wife to forgive me 1,000 more times. But out here on the radio, I do my best just to speak what's in the Bible and what the Holy Spirit gives me. And I love you, okay? I love you. Are you there? Man, I lost him before I told him I loved him. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Isn't that great? That someone asked me a question like that. And am I willing to say I made a mistake? Of course I'm always willing. But I'm not going to be mistaken with that. I mean, I'm just here to tell you. No doubt in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind. Now, let me get that right. I don't think I got it right there. Let me see where I'm at. All right, all right. Well, I can't get it off now. All right, maybe this will do it. Well, there it goes. I'm off. I just didn't want to keep that in front of me and disturb your viewing. Now, I've got time for several calls, 1-800-338-7884. I'm talking about the rapture, Satan's final defeat. I'm trying to give you a picture of why the devil hates the rapture so bad. Now, you'll notice when people get against the rapture, they are very dynamic. They are very hard-headed. They are bulldog. Anybody I've ever seen that's against the pre-trib rapture, they become bulldog with their attitude. They become bulldog with their thinking. And they will not listen to nothing. And they won't shut up long enough for you to even explain it to them. They just determined to push it down your throat. And you know, we don't feel that way about the truth. If you don't love the truth, you've got a right not to love the truth. If you don't believe in the pre-trib rapture, you've got a right not to believe in the pre-trib rapture. If I do, I got a right to it. I got a right to preach it and teach it because I love every one of you. And I want you to have the truth written upon the strings of your heart. Now, again, I want to ask you to be my partner. Is everybody listening to me? I want to ask you to be my partner. I don't know why being on talk radio like I do, it does not elicit the kind of support from the people as, say, preaching on radio would elicit. People that preach on radio get much money, much more than they ever need. I've never got money from our radio listeners that was enough to pay the bills. If it hadn't been for the church and me being willing to give up my salary, many times I've had to give up my salary. Many times I'm having to give it up right now because of the tightness of our finances. We're trying to get the building paid for. We're like about a year and a half having these $3,800 a month payments made. I got to make one Monday and I don't even have it. I'm praying for God to give it to me. I'm believing Him for it. You know, and God answers prayer. He's wonderful to help me and to be my friend. But I want you to be a partner because you will be blessed to be a partner of this ministry. Now, the lines are open. My gift to you is this booklet, The Rapture, Satan's Final Defeat. That would be enough. That booklet would be enough to convince you. And you could give it to your friends. You can make copies out of it. If you want one for your pastor, tell my ladies to send you two, and we'll send you two. It'll be very nice. It'll fit right in your Bible when my secretary gets through with it Monday, Tuesday. And you will have something you can read over and over, and it will bless your life. Now, it will also be on the internet, paulcreek.org. Have you got that? paulcreek.org. We have a great internet. I'm telling you, it just gets greater. It gets greater. And I want you, there it is, our website to bless you, paulcreek.org. That's all you got to put on your internet is paulcreek.org. And you go, there are hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts. I think about 700 broadcasts, about 700 sermons, hundreds of articles. It's a huge outfit. It's a huge program. And it's all to bless you. It's all for your benefit. It's all to touch the world. And we are touching the world. It's wonderful. Now, let me hear from you. 1-800, got 10 minutes to answer maybe three or four calls and give you some Bible verse for whatever you need to know about. Help you understand how the devil is going to be utterly defeated, cast out of the heavens down to the earth. Did you know that? Did you know that at the rapture, Satan is literally going to be cast out of the heavens and down to the earth? Let me read that to you. Let me see if I can find it right quick. It's in Revelation chapter 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought in his angels. And prevailed not. That's the dragon. And prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil. That old serpent was cast out, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He is cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, you got the message. You understand the devil and his angels will be cast down to the earth, Revelation 12, which is synonymous with Revelation 4. It's the moment of the rapture, and the rapture takes place, and the devil is cast out of heaven down to the earth. Now, the ladies are standing by to take your phone calls and to send you a copy of this wonderful booklet. I want you to have it. It will also go on the internet within 30, 45 minutes, paulcreek.org. You can go there to find it and read it, print it off, give it out. I mean, use it anywhere in the world to teach. I had a email from a brother in Pakistan recently, and he said, I'm preaching your material all over Pakistan. And man, did I rejoice. I mean, I wrote him back, please keep it up. Don't give my name. You don't have to give a name, Ken, if you want to. I'm not scared of nobody, but it's wonderful. This is a message that is worth your hearing. Well, the lines are open. The ladies are standing by. 1-800-338. 1-800-338. I want to hear from you. You are important. You are very important to us. I want you to have the phone numbers so you can call. You will be blessed to call and be part of us. We really want you to be part of us. We want you to have all of this good news and good message. We want to be a blessing to you. You are important to us, and we want to be important to you. I mean that. We really do want to be important to you. Call us quickly. 1-800-338. Got 6 minutes. Care about you. All of our radio, Facebook friends, welcome to all of you. Welcome to all of my Facebook friends. Pray you'll tell everybody about it. Every Saturday we'll be right here, Lord willing. If I have a mistake with Facebook on my internet, then I have my little tablet sitting here ready to go. All I got to do is touch a button and it'll go right on. I mean, we're just here to be a blessing to you. We really are. We're here to love you and minister to you and care about you because you are important. Now, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi. Brother Chambers, I have a question. And I was wondering if this is part of the post-trib stuff that's going around. I was at church, at a different church Sunday, my son's church, and the pastor came in blowing a ram's horn.
Doing what now? Came in.
I went to this church, my son's church Sunday, and the pastor came in blowing this big ram's horn. And I was wondering, is this part of...
It sounds like the denial of Israel. We call it replacement theology, that they think we have become Israel and we're the new Israel, and Israel is no more part of God's prophecy. That's what it sounds like, because in most cases, when they start blowing the ram's horn, that's the kind of doctrine they're trying to teach. I don't know that's true in this case, but it sounds like it. And there's nothing wrong in blowing a ram's horn. What's wrong is the theology that goes with it.
Okay, well, that's what I thought.
I don't think I want to go back. I wouldn't go back until I called the preacher and asked him if he believed in the pre-tribulation rapture. What kind of church? What was the denominational connection?
Yeah, it was an Assembly of God, yeah.
Well, the Assemblies of God, the Church of God, all the Pentecostals are going into post-millennialism. They're going by scads into post-millennialism. I don't know who and where. I'm not accusing none of them. But that's become the big thing in the charismatic movement. And it's false. It is the whole charismatic movement was false from its beginning. I told people that. I warned people, but they wouldn't listen to me.
What kind of church? What was the denominational connection?
You mean the charismatic? It was just any denomination. Thank you, lady. I got another call waiting. I want to get in here. You are beautiful. Thank you for calling. God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers. I have a question for you about 2 Thessalonians 2:3.
2 Thessalonians 2:3. 2 Thessalonians is a beautiful picture of the rapture. And it also begins by telling us that literally the sign of the Antichrist is going to appear. And so it really is just a picture of the rapture. And if you read the whole chapter, you'll see that. Now, if you just read chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, first verse or 2, you get a little bit confused. But if you read on, you'll find it answers its own questions and gives you a very perfect answer. Go over 2 Thessalonians 2 and go over to verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth that he may be revealed in his time. Talking about the Antichrist. And he says, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let until he, that's the rapture and the church, be taken out of the way. That's verses 5 and 6. So read all the first of 2 Thessalonians 2 and you'll get the full picture.
Okay, but my question was, will the Antichrist be revealed before the rapture or after the rapture?
The Antichrist is already being revealed in his spirit. The spirit of the Antichrist is everywhere.
Right.
But the person of the Antichrist will be revealed immediately after the rapture.
Okay, that was what I wanted to know.
I'm sorry I didn't answer it fully. I didn't mean not to. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Well, what a joy. This has been a great broadcast. I believe that we have been blessed to hear, and I trust you have been blessed. Let me see if I can get this phone ready to go to share a little music here. I want to tell you something, friend. We are one blessed people. You are blessed, and I love you. I care about you. Call now, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And, of course, you see the numbers on the screen. You see my email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'd love to hear from you. You are important. And we want you to be blessed. We want you to grow in the Lord. We want you to live close to the Scripture. And tomorrow, I'm preaching a wonderful sermon about the power of the joy of the Holy Ghost. The power of the joy of the Holy Ghost. I hope you won't miss that. I really hope you won't miss that. I love you. God bless your heart. I'm trying to find the right buttons to push here. I got two. Listen, what a joy. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm learning grace. I thought I'd never have, and how to wait upon the Lord. The answer's sweet. I think it's just in sight at the end of Damascus Road.